Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Olympi's back. Jim's here. He's the founder of Olympi and Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer. He's been a longtime business executive and thought leader for many years. He's the author of Create Great to Excellent. It's the Execution. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for about 7 years. He's been hanging out with us that long. He's our good friend Jim Olympi. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim.
It's great to have you back, Jim. So one of the things that that I've been trying to help folks do on the show here is focus forward, even in the midst. We were in the middle of the pandemic, middle of the shutdown. I've been trying to get people to you know, with all the stuff going on around us, the reality right up in our grill all the time, Take some time and focus forward. Imagine what it's going to be like in September. Imagine what it's going to be like in December, a year from now. And it's all predicated on one question. Do you plan on being in business January 1, 2021? If you do, then you must focus forward. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of entrepreneurs who haven't been through a disaster type scenario, you know, certainly have to worry about the short term, the detail, the tactical kind of stuff.
Yep.
But as important, if not more important, for the senior executive role is thinking about and helping the leadership team think about what's the future look like. We can't wait until we're there to start planning for it. We need to start planning while things are not totally back to normal. Because we're not going to have time once the pace picks up.
Well, and another thing, not to quibble, Jim, but another thing is I've been encouraging not to think about normal. What I've been saying is normal curled up in a fetal position about 4 months ago. I've been calling it the new regular. If you start using the word normal, you've got some different expectations than I have. What do you think?
I think you're right, and it's all about redefining normal and asking some of those questions that you maybe never thought of before. You know, think about if you could start your company from scratch tomorrow, how would it be different? What would the organizational structure be tomorrow? What positions wouldn't you replace? What positions would you set up differently?
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about that,
would you even sell the same stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
And here's an important point of that you're making. In the middle of an economic expansion, you'd look like a weirdo changing horses in the middle of the stream. But now if something else is better, now it makes complete sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I find a lot of entrepreneurs aren't used to thinking that way. You know, I used to take my executive team off site for about a couple times a year just to do scenario planning. What's the best case scenario we could be facing? What's the worst case scenario? If we had to face either one of those, what would it look like?
Mm-hmm.
Most entrepreneurs don't spend enough time asking themselves those kind of questions. And the time to do that planning is when things are okay, not waiting until you're in the midst of the crisis.
There's no telling how many hours I've spent in the last 2 months trying to help small business owners understand through the show and in my column, trying to help them understand that what you're going to find on the other side of this, when we come through this wormhole and you actually open up your business to customers again, what you're going to find there is going to look a lot different than what you left when you locked up 3 months ago or 2 months ago. And if you think you're gonna go bebopping into your business and customers are going to come in. The same customers are going to come in at the same time, wanting the same things, having the same expectations. You're probably going to make not going to make it to January. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. And the thing that really jumps out at you is it's a great opportunity to discern which of your leaders are strategic thinkers and which can't get past the tactical side. And one of the critical leadership skills in any executive team are people who can think strategically.
Mm-hmm. And there will be, this is something to think about. You alluded to this a minute ago. You may have some people who they're a little hidebound. And back when we pre-pandemic, they could get away with being hidebound. They could get away with being stuck in the old ways. But those people, if they can't make the adjustments, if they can't make the shift, they may not make it to the finish line. They may not make it to January. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. It doesn't make them bad people, but you need a team of people that all have the ability to ask the key question. When we make a decision to do something, are we thinking about the future implications of that action? That's what strategic thinkers do. They're constantly evaluating what are the impacts on the business in the future if we make that move. Tactical thinkers never get past that question.
That's exactly right, because they can't see beyond the end of their nose. And in a business, you need people who do that to some degree. You need tactical executors, because you need people who will take the decisions and go and they'll do it. They'll do their job. They'll follow the rules. You need some of that. But at a time like this in a small business where you don't have that many heads to put all the hats on, you got to have people who can make an adjustment. And I like what you said about implications. That's a really important thing that a lot of small business owners don't spend a lot of time in. And one of the things I've tried to do here over the years, in fact, I devoted a whole chapter in one of my books to this, and that's the way futurists think. And you're a futurist, Jim. And futurists think about implications. They see this thing happening on the right and that thing happening on the left, and the fact that they can see that somewhere out in the future they're going to cross over, they're going to intersect. What are the implications for those things? Right, Jim?
Yeah, and the key there, I think, is the whole concept that we pay our managers to lead in times that are good as well as times that are bad. If you stick around like you and I have for as many years, we're going to face a number of downturns in our business career.
This will happen again. Hey, Jim, hold on to that
absolutely.
Thought. I'm going to let you come back to this after the break. We're going to talk about this with Jim Alampi, especially implications, folks. You're the futurist now. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.